On Wednesday, December 22nd, just 3 days before Christmas, in the height of an evening of shopping, in the cold sub-zero Chicago December weather, a group of approximately 250 concerned human beings gathered to protest the Iraq War, to protest the death, the loss of life of hundreds of thousands of innocent Iraqis, as well as the loss of life and the maiming of U.S. soldiers. They opened rally with song and candles lit and proceeded down Michigan Avenue, finishing with a brief rally in the Tribune Plaza. WZRD was there, and here it is.
Reverend Calvin Morris is going to send us out and then send us forth down by the river. But I want to say that we are going to be moving east on Huron, crossing Michigan, and then south on Michigan to the Tribune Plaza. And we're going to be led tonight by Military Family Speak Out members. Please welcome Paul, Pat, and Aaron Vogel, Linda England, and Connie Kaminsky. They will be leading us out tonight. They all have had children in Iraq or possibly going to Iraq, and our thoughts and prayers are with them and all the families here in Iraq that are facing. We have handouts, we have flyers. Make sure, if you want to hand out flyers over on the table, please pass them out to shoppers. Events like this could not just happen. This is definitely low cost, but if you'd like to give a donation, we have some boxes that look like Christmas presents wrapped up here in front. Please stick your hand in your warm pocket and bring it out. And I want to offer a special thanks to the Planning Committee, Ed McManus from Fellowship of Reconciliation, Ed Heestad, Methodist, David Bev Jones, folks from NISP, North Suburban Peace Initiative, Mary Bunton, David Boris, Jack Kelly particularly. Thank you all for the work you did to pull this together. I'd like to introduce Reverend Calvin Morris, who's gonna send us forth with a lot of energy. Remember, we're moving down this way and gathering at the Tribune Plaza for a short sending forth and song down by the riverside.
There is in the great Christmas hymn, O Holy Night, these words, a thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices. This is a weary world tonight, for we number unnumbered people in Iraq who have been killed, but we do not know their names, nor do we know how many. We number American soldiers sent to that country. We number their deaths, and we weep for them and for unknown Iraqis, many of whom are civilians caught in the midst of war. It is a weary world in Darfur, where hundreds of thousands of people are refugees tonight, where untold violence occurs, particularly among women and children. We are a weary world because in the Middle East still, there is occupation and people suffer, both Israeli and Palestinians. This is a weary world, and yet we have this thrill of hope. And that is why we're here on this wintry, blustery, cold December night. Because in the midst of a weary world, there is a word of hope that God has been so concerned about us that God has sent us a sign of God's faithfulness, a sign of God's love, a sign of God's strength, a sign of God's power, a sign of God's commitment, and a sign that those who will lay down their sword by the riverside, that God will be with them, will not turn away nor abandon them, and will give them strength for the struggle.
Amen, brother.
Strength for the journey.
Amen.
And so we have gathered tonight, and we will walk from this place as we begin now, down by the riverside, speaking a word to our nation, to our government, to our people, that there is another way. There is a way of peace, a way of nonviolence, a way of love and solidarity. So let us walk together, children. Don't you get weary, for there's a great camp meeting in the promised land. Amen?
Peace.
Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
What do we want? It?
Now.
What do we want?
Peace.
What do we want? It?
Now.
What do we want?
Peace.
What do we want?
Now.
What do we want?
Peace.
What do we want?
Now.
What do we want?
We're on Michigan
Peace.
Avenue in a candlelight vigil in a march to bring home the troops from Iraq. Against the war, against this neoconservative administration that wants to dominate the world through military might and arrogance. We're gathered here in single-digit temperatures in the cold streets of Chicago 2 days before Christmas to say no to war, to say no to George Bush, to take back our democracy.
No!
shalom.
No more war.
Peace, shalom, shalom.
No more bombs. Peace, shalom, shalom. No more killing.
Peace, shalom, shalom.
We want peace.
Peace, shalom, shalom.
Lift your voices.
Peace, shalom, shalom.
In our hearts.
Peace, shalom, shalom.
People want to come. Some people want to come around back. We're gonna sing a circle, have a circle for the final song. We are down by the Chicago River, down by the riverside, where we're gonna lay down our sword and shield. We're gonna beat those swords into plowshares. We are the peace movement, and we are not gonna go away. There is no mandate for war, and we are going to keep on keeping on. If we can come out in this kind of weather, look out next spring. Please keep February 13th in your calendars. We're going to have another big event, February 13th, the second anniversary of the world saying no to war. Thank you all. You're all heroes and heroines for coming out tonight. And here is Reverend Calvin Morris to lead us in the final song.
On this cold. I think these rallies are planned to test our faithfulness. And mine is just about ready to be tested. I'm going to lay down my sword and shield.
Down by the riverside.
Way down.
Down by the riverside.
Way down.
Down by the riverside.
I'm going to lay down my sword and shield. Down by the riverside, thirty war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more.
I ain't gonna study war no more.
I ain't gonna study war no more.
I ain't gonna study war no more. Because people believe that there can be peace on earth. And we know it begins with us. It begins with our determination to speak a moral voice to this nation.
Amen.
Not a voice of self-satisfied religion. That kind of religion that speaks of power and might. That kind of religion that sees in success
God's favor. But we speak a word of a God who is concerned about the least of God's people, wherever they may be. A God who looks down and is concerned about the plight of the people. A God who is inclusive and not exclusive. A God who is faithful and true to God's word. We come in this Christmas season as men and women of good faith, believing that in this world of strife and war and violence, that there can be peace, there can be amity, there can be sisterhood and brotherhood in solidarity. And so, my brothers and sisters, go forth from this place, continuing to do the work of peace, continuing to raise in this nation the voice that says that this greatest nation and wealthiest nation on the face of the earth can give out of its resources the ability to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to provide health care to those who have none, to provide an educational system for our children who can thrive and be purposeful in their own lives. We commit ourselves, you and I, to the work of Christmas, because it is an unending work. Because when there are people who are outside of the pale, Christmas brings them in. When there are people who are suffering, Christmas gives them hope. When there are people who are in despair, Christmas brings them joy. And so, to you, my brothers and sisters, go forth now in peace. And may the gracious God bless you, keep you, make that God's face to shine upon you, and be gracious unto you, lifting the light of that God's countenance upon you today and all the days of your lives. Amen. We're going to study war no more. God bless you.
George Bush is a criminal!